Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. 800-531-3815, phone number. And my website is www.jbsba.com. Those are the initials for Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate. Those five letters and a .com on the end will get you to a site where you can sign up for my newsletter. It's free. It comes every week by email. You can check out hundreds of archives. You can read hundreds of articles. You can test drive a business planning feature, and you can find out more about my book, Small Business is Like a Bunch of Bananas. And in fact, you can buy it from there. Just link over to the publisher site if you want to. Check that out. I'm very happy to tell you that Jay Nally is our guest this hour, this half hour. He's been with us a couple of times before. He is IBM's vice president of IBM Small Business Americas, and we're going to talk about something that's very important to me, technology/human resources, our technology and our people. Jay Nally, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me, and congratulations on your fourth anniversary week. Delighted to be with you this week.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it very much. It's exciting to me to think about moving into my fifth year, our fifth year doing this, supporting small business owners around the world, and it's just been a lot of fun. It's been a great ride so far, and some of the blessings that we've gotten out of all this, Jay, is picking up the Brain Trust members, making them part of our community, and getting to introduce them to their voices and their wisdom to my audience, and you're one of those now, and we appreciate the time and the effort that you give us.
We're delighted to be with you.
Let's talk about this topic of technology and human resources. This is a fascinating thing, issue that I've been talking about for a long time. It's something I've written about a number of times. I just think that small business owners have got to understand the technology that's available to them, but there are two different things. Technology is a way of leveraging the employees that we have, but it's also a way of leveraging growth without hiring new employees. So there are two issues there, aren't there?
There sure is. I mean, this is a matter of productivity, mm-hmm. and it goes to the heart of having your current employees more productive and more energized and more excited to be part of your business. At the same time, through some newly emerging applications, and as applications continue to get better in the human resource area and supporting your business, there's so many things that can now be done and administered using technology, so that you have to have less support staff and more reliance on some of these applications and some of the power that they can provide.
You know, exactly, Jay, and one of the things that I know that you got on your mind today are some of the different, I'm going to call them work venues, some of the different work scenarios that we can have these days. The old paradigms about I've got to have all my chickens under one roof where I can watch them and have them in their cubicles and where I can move down the hall and talk to everybody, you know, at every moment of the opening hours, that old paradigm is starting to crumble a little bit, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and I'm not sure it's starting to crumble because that's so bad, right? I think it's
right,
wonderful
exactly.
to have those personal relationships. I think it's becoming that way because of necessity.
Well, what's crumbling is the absolute need for it to be that way.
That's right.
It doesn't have to be that way. If it makes sense for some of your people to be somewhere else, we now have the capability to make that happen, and not only make it happen, but to increase productivity that way and make our employees happier that way.
That's right. And it's, you know, that connectivity is just in a different form.
Mm-hmm.
And, to be able to stay connected and stay in touch and still have the personal relationship, it's available. It's just not face-to-face. And when you look at there's a number of ways now that a employee for a business can be connected and stay in touch and still be very productive.
Talk to us about telecommuting.
Sure. I mean, telecommuting, what is it? It is the ability for someone to work from their home or from another location instead of having to commute to their job, to a job site.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so powerful because think about, and especially in major metropolitan areas, the time it takes for some to travel via train or to travel via car to a job. It can be a couple of hours, especially in heavy traffic volume. And to be able to save that time and to be more productive using that towards the business needs is so valuable. I mean, that's a couple of hours, mm-hmm. you know, on either end of the day that can be used more productively to support the business.
You know, Jay, as horrible as the attacks of 911 were, it's changed our lives in so many ways forever. One of the things it's gonna impact, no question in my mind, is the proliferation of telecommuting. Don't you think so?
Well, I agree. I think the opportunity for more people to stay close to their family, to stay close to be connected to their work environment and still be productive, says that it's an option that, as more and more businesses...
Jay, hold on to that thought. I've got to stop you for a second. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. It's 20 till. We'll be right back with Jay Nally. Back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. Jay Nally is our guest. He's Vice President of IBM Small Business Americas, and we're talking about technology and your folks, your people, your employees, your staff. How do you blend the two together for your purposes, the vision of your company, and for their purposes? How do you get points for doing some things, for adding some capability that will actually improve the lives, enrich the lives of your employees? These are ways, folks, to actually some of the ways you can keep employees if you can do those things. And it might not always be about money, about raises. Right, Jay?
That's correct. I mean, the opportunity for, as I was going to say at the last segment, is flexibility. I mean, this is an opportunity for flexibility for both the employer and the employee.
Mm-hmm.
The employer clearly is able to derive some extra productivity, some extra good skills from the standpoint that there are people that like to work in this environment and like to work from a remote location. And for the employee, it's very important to manage the work-life balance and to be able to stay close to home, to be able to have, be there when the bus comes, to be home, to greet your child is very important, yet still have the ability and the flexibility to be very productive at the same time.
Absolutely. And one of the ways you have to do that is you have to provide the capability, the technology, and the applications that are available. But you also have to build the kind of relationship with these employees, don't you, Jay, where they know you're trusting them, you've got specific things that you have to get done, and your position is, I need to get this done. It really may not matter whether you're under this roof when you do it or whether you're under your roof when you do it.
That's right. I mean, I've got a organization, and there's only one other person here in Raleigh, North Carolina with me. All the rest are across the U.S. and Canada. And, the ability for us to continue to drive our business goals is really what's important. And I think what happens is those who do have the ability and the flexibility to work from home, to manage that work-life balance better, I think are happier and actually do a better job and continue to help drive, both the professional goals and some of the personal goals as well.
I can remember scenarios, real-life scenarios, Jay, in years past, 10, 15, 20 years ago, when somebody really, a company really needed an individual, but it wasn't a good time in that person's life, probably a lady who was still responsible for young children. Maybe she had been in the company and gotten married and started having children, and that company still needed her, but she couldn't work 40 hours in the office. She could work 40 hours during the week, but not in the office. And I can remember companies losing that employee because the capability wasn't there to allow that relationship to remain, but just to change a little bit. Now that doesn't have to happen.
No, it sure doesn't, and I don't think it's gender related anymore, right?
Exactly.
I mean,
no question.
The opportunity to have an extra phone line, and to have a laptop or even desktop technology, and have the connectivity through some dial-up service allows you to stay connected to the applications, allows you to manage telephone calls, even the ability to have a cordless phone if you're out running errands or doing things like that, allows you to stay connected and allows you to stay productive.
Talk to us about day extending. That's a kind of a new term.
Yeah, day extending is an interesting term for really what it means is for those of us who have responsibilities during the day, certain days, you know, not every day, the ability for us to work earlier in the morning, the ability for us to work later at night to catch up or to still perform, you know, very important business tasks that day. And it just allows you to, if you've got to be out of the office for a short period of time, if you have to take care of a very important matter a certain day, it allows you to continue to, complete your assignments or complete your work efforts, just doing it at different hours that a normal office would be open.
You know, Jay, when I was starting my consulting business 12 or so years ago, my children were small, and I invested in those days a lot of money in two removable hard drives, one at the office where I'd moved downtown and one at home in my home office. And I would work on a project until 5 o'clock. And I still had a lot of work left to do because in those days my business was young. I did a lot of work at night. And I would take that removable hard drive, which was pretty new technology in those days and very expensive. I invested in that so that I could take that hard drive with all my work home with me, be there for dinner, tuck my kids into bed, and when they were through, when they were asleep and the family was asleep, I would go downstairs and pop that removable hard drive into my computer. They didn't have laptops in those days, and that was sort of my laptop. I just sort of moved around with it.
That's right. Now you can do it with all kinds of technology, with CD-ROMs and anything you want hooked up. Plus, access to a server at a main location is so much easier now with the telephone lines and other broadband lines for connectivity.
The internet. I mean, my goodness, how many times a week do I work on a project at the office and email that file to myself, and then when I get home, open it up and make progress on it and on my laptop, and then send it back to me.
That's right.
I do it almost every day.
That's right.
So this is real life stuff, folks. It's working, and I hope you're using this capability to help you grow your business. And that's what I want to talk about when we come back: how you use this to grow your business, and also how to use technology to manage your employees, the human resources part of your business. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jay Nally. It's 10 Till. Back at 7 Till, I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. I want to remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, we've got Evan Frankenberg. The day before Thanksgiving, we'll be talking to us about how to manage our businesses and our families during the holidays. Sarah Calvert is our resident small business attorney. She'll be here to talk to us about how to avoid liability in your small business. Philippa Games is one of our website experts, and she'll be sharing some of those thoughts with us. And Jeffrey Dobkin is one of our marketing experts, and he'll be talking to us about some important small business marketing. And then Thanksgiving Day, I will be here live and in person. This will be my fifth consecutive live Thanksgiving. If it's Monday through Friday, we're talking small business on this show. And Joan Pride will be with us that day. Also, the hour before that, I'm going to be doing my traditional Thanksgiving hour, where I just talk about some of the things that's on my mind. I'll be talking about some Thanksgiving history and that sort of thing. So that'll be a lot of fun. Jay Nally is our guest. He's vice president of IBM's Small Business Americas, and we're talking about technology and human resources. Jay, one of the things that I'm so excited about technology, and technology is the reason why I believe that the 21st century is going to be, it is, in fact, the century of the entrepreneur, is because we can now use technology as a growth option. It's not just a handy tool. We can now say, okay, I need to grow my business 10%. That means I need this much productivity, and I can get a big chunk of that from technology. And that means that maybe I can grow my business 10% without hiring anybody, or maybe only one person.
That's true, Jim. I mean, the opportunity now to take some of these technological advances some of the flexibility, some of the connectivity, and marry that to some of these applications that we're seeing, not just applications that are traditionally loaded on a server, but web-based, mm-hmm. to start performing productivity, providing productivity tools,
right.
to a small business are very important, as we're talking about today in the HR area.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than having to have a staff of people supporting human resources, you can now do a lot of functions and provide a lot of information that was traditionally only available through a department or through a couple of experts. You can provide a lot of that information now online through an application, and employees can go and provide a lot of or retrieve a lot of information in a very self-service type of manner. And as well, access records, and as well perform administrative functions using some of this technology.
Application service providers, absolutely, no question about it. You know, Jake, in a lot of the big companies, they have kiosks in the middle of their plants where the employees can take a break and walk up to a kiosk and manage their 401k. They can manage their benefit packages, whatever. And what you're talking about is where small business owners can actually hook up to companies who offer bite-sized components of those type of things, and small business owners can make those same types of benefits available to their employees.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no more size delineation that says you have to be this large to have those same benefits. And the ability to have access to those applications via the web make it much more easier for a small business to get access, and in turn allow their employees to have access as well.
I'll tell you, Jay, there's never been a more exciting time to be a small business right now, because we may not be as big as some companies, but we can absolutely do certain things in our own way just as well as any of the big companies.
In fact, maybe even more flexible, because you do it based on the needs of your business. And not to say that small business are not as complex, but with the amount of people that you need to support, it makes it easier to support less than more in many cases, because you have the flexibility to do things much more customized,
mm-hmm.
and much more directed to those employees that are part of your business.
And you know, Jay, there are people out there saying, well, where do I find all these things? Well, you've got to look around, and there are a lot of different places you can go to find those things. I tell you about some of these places. If you listen to the show enough, you'll find some of these places. But, Jay, I think that there actually has to be one thing before finding them. I think you've got to come to terms with how you operate your business these days with the new capability. There are a lot of people out there who still haven't completely transitioned mentally, and I think that's important too.
No, I agree. I think you have to try some of this. I mean, as we were talking about telecommuting earlier, as you may be out interviewing new prospective employees, as you hear their needs, it's a good time to try some of these things. Try enabling technology away from the office. Try.
Jay, I've got to stop you.
Okay.
We've come up on the end of the hour. We're going to do this again next month, though, right?
Absolutely, Jay.
Thanks. Jay Nally, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Jay, I'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. You're my heroes. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.